今天的题目是我们应当如何活。
The title for today is How Should We Live?
我们要来看圣经里面三处的经文。
Let's look at three parts in the scripture.
首先是哥林多后书第四章第十六到十八节。
First, Second Corinthians 4:16-18.
哥林多后书第四章第十六节。这里是保罗所说的，所以我们不上当，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自担自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
This is the words of Paul. Therefore, we do not lose heart. But though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal.But the things which are not seen are eternal.
我们看也看希伯来书第十一章第十三到十六节。
And let's also look at Hebrews chapter 11 verses 13 to 16.
希伯来书第十一章第十三节这些人都是存着信心死的并没有得着所应许的。且从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样的话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是天上的。所以被神被称为他们的神必不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
All these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance, and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. And indeed, if they had been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
最后一段经文是彼得后书第三章第十一到十四节。
And finally, 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 11 to 14.
彼得后书第三章十一节，这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人应当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日，天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化，但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有意居在其中。亲爱的弟兄们，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指责，安然建筑。
Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of that the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will be melt with intense heat. But according to his promise, we are looking for a new heaven and a new earth, in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless.
不少的人认为一个人生下来。
And many people, believe that when the person is born,
来到这个世上长大成人
He matures and grows to adulthood.
然后结婚生孩子
Get married, have kids.
赚钱，希望赚更多的钱。
Earn money, earn even more money.
然后退休养老。
Retire.
最后就离开这个世界。
Go through retirement and leave the world.
那么这些人只是想到这一生。
And these people are only thinking about this life.
那而没有想到来生的生命。
But they have not been thinking about the life to come.
他们只是为今生来打算。
They're only planning for this life.
那既然只有这个短短的一生。
And since it's only such a short life.
不少的人都会在这个世界上尽量的抓。
Many people try to grab onto this world.
趁机会的抓。
And they take up every opportunity to get a hold of it.
抓得越多越好。
The more you grab, the better it is.
你知道吗？一个孩子生下来，他们就开始抓。
Do you know that after a kid is born, they start grabbing?
然后做父母亲的可能看过自己的孩子一直在抓。
And as parents, perhaps you've seen your kids doing that.
我的大女儿生下来几个月之后。
My oldest daughter, a few months after she was born,
她就开始抓。
She started grabbing.
那有一次她抓住自己的头发。
And one time she got a hold of her own hair.
她不肯放，一直在哭。
She refused to let go of it, but she's kept crying.
其实在世界上我们看到不少人在抓。
Actually, in this world, many people are grabbing.
希望抓到更多。
Hoping to grab for more.
那很多人在世界上积攒财宝。
And many people store up for themselves treasures here on earth.
因为他们看到就是今生的生命。
Because they only see this life.
机会只有一个。
And there's only one opportunity.
因此必须要抓紧这个机会。
So therefore they must grab hold of this opportunity.
那在我还没有信耶稣之前，我也是如此。
And before I became a Christian, I was like the same way.
那时我以为人活在世界上的目的就是做一个成功的人，或者一个有名声的人。
At that time, I thought the purpose of life is to be successful or well known.
赚很多的钱，希望在这个历史里面留下一些故事。
And to earn a lot of money, or perhaps leave your footprint in history.
那所以在我念初中的时候。
So when I was in middle school.
那我决心的奋斗努力。
I decided to work hard.
那当时我只是看到眼前的东西。
And at that time, I only saw the things in front of me.
就好像一个有近视眼的人。
Just as someone who is nearsighted.
那没有办法看到更远的地方。
Who's unable to see far.
那后来我听到福音。
After I heard the gospel.
发觉到人活在世界上。
I realized man living here on earth.
不只是今生的生命。
It's not only the life here.
还有来生的生命。
But there's the life to come.
那时我开始参加教会读圣经。
And at that time, I started attending church and read the Bible.
那读圣经的时候，我读到这节经文。
And I started read the Bible, I read this verse.
马太福音第16章26节。
Matthew 16:26.
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么来换生命呢？
What good will it be for man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?
所以我开始从圣经里面寻找人生的真意。
So I began to look through the scripture to look for the truth in life.
那到底人活在这个世界上是为了什么？
So what purpose is there for man to live in this world?
那人一个人生下来是否长大成人？
And after a man is born, does he just become an adult?
结婚然后生孩子。
Get married, have kids.
赚更多的钱。
Earn more money.
然后退休养老。
And retire and go through retirement.
那最后就埋葬在泥土里。
And finally be buried.
那自从我认识这位真神之后。
And since I met the true God.
那明白这个永生的意义之后。
I understood the meaning of eternal life.
我对这个人生的看法有了很大的改变。
I had a great change in my view of life.
那这个看法影响到我今生的生命。
And this view impacts my life today.
影响到我与神的关系。
And it impacts my relationship with God.
影响到我侍奉神的态度。
And it impacts my attitude towards serving God.
影响到我传福音的负担。
And it impacts my burden for spreading the gospel.
影响到我对这个钱财的看法。
And it impacts my view of money.
也影响到我怎么样去利用我的时间。
And it impacts how I use my time.
啊，所以今天的题目是我们如何活。
And so the topic is how should we live?
我们对这个人生的看法是怎么样的？
And what is our view of life?
所以今天早上我要从圣经的教导来跟大家分享。
So this morning I want to come from scripture and share with everyone.
那一共有三方面我们是可以拥有也可以做到的。
And there are three aspects that we can have and we could do.
所以我们应当怎么活？
So how should we live?
第一，我们应当有一个永恒的展望。
First, we must have an eternal perspective.
英文翻译成 eternal perspective. 那得救的基督徒跟不得救的人不一样。
And a saved Christian is different from an unbeliever.
那身为一个得救的基督徒。
As a saved Christian.
我们在世上对事情或者对东西的看法跟不得救的人不一样。
We should have a different perspective of things here on earth than the non-believers.
我们的价值观跟他们应当不一样。
Our value system should be different.
因为当我们离开世界之后，
Because after we leave this world,
我们所去的地方不一样。
We go to different places.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音第十四章第一到第三节说，
So Jesus says in John 14:1-3,
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备地方，我就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里。叫你们也在那里。
I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
所以主耶稣保证得救的基督徒会为他们预备一个地方。
So Jesus guaranteed that he will prepare a place for all those who are saved.
并且会回来接他们到那里去。
And that he will come back and bring them there.
那主耶稣所说的这个地方是指神将来所预备的新天新地。
And the place that Jesus is talking about is what God refers to as the new heaven and new earth.
所以基督徒不只有今生的生命。
So Christians not only have life here.
也有来生的生命。
But we also have a future life.
我们跟那些还没有得救的人不一样。
And we are different from those who are not saved.
因此我们在这个世上活的生命跟他们不一样。
Therefore, the life that we live here should be different.
我们的人生观。
Our view of life.
我们的世界观。
Our worldview.
我们的价值观跟这些不得救的人不一样。
And our value system should be different.
我们不是一般人所想象的。
We are not like what most people imagine.
那一个人生下来长大成人。
A person is born, grows up, and become an adult.
结婚生孩子。
Get married, have kids.
赚更多的钱。
Earn more money.
然后退休养老。
Retirement.
那最后被埋葬在泥土里。
And finally buried.
那不得救的人只是看到眼前的东西。
And those who are not saved can only see what's in front of them.
但是基督徒跟他们不一样。
But Christians are different from them.
基督徒应当有这个永恒的展望。
Christians should have an eternal perspective.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第四章十六到十八节这么说。
So Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 16 to 18.
所以我们不上当，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自战自清的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的才是永远的。
So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
所以这几节经文说明看得见的东西是暂时的。
So these verses say that what is seen is temporary.
那看不见的才是永恒的。
But what is unseen is eternal.
所以保罗在罗马书第八章二十四节、二十五节进一步的说明。
So, Paul says in Romans chapter 8 verses 24 to 25.
我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望不是盼望。谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望所不见的，就必忍耐的等候。
For in hope we have been saved, but hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we wait eagerly for it.
那同样的，这段经文说，看得到的盼望不是盼望。
And this verse likewise says that the hope that is seen is not hope.
看不见的盼望才是真正的盼望。
The hope that is unseen is true hope.
那这种看法跟世人的看法完全的相反。
And this perspective is different from the world.
那这两处经文也劝勉我们不要把我们盼望建立在这些暂时的事情上。
And these two verses also exhort us not to put our hope in what is seen.
应当把它建立在永恒的事情上。
But put it on the eternal things.
那圣经也告诉我们这个世界是暂时的。
And the Bible tells us that this world is temporary.
那就如保罗在罗马书第八章第二十节到二十一节说。
Just as Paul says in Romans chapter 8 verses 20 and 21.
因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因他那叫他如此的，但受造之物仍然指望脱离这个败坏的辖制。
For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption.
那人的生命也是暂时的。
And man's life is temporary.
雅各书第四章第十四节说。
And James 4:14 says,
那其实明天如何你们还不知道，你们的生命是什么，你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
Why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
那因此使徒约翰警告我们不要爱这个世界和世界上的事。
Thus, the Apostle John tells us not to love this world or the things of this world.
原因就是这个世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
The reason is the world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
那这节经文说明这个世界将要废去。
And this verse tells us that the world will pass away.
只有那些行神旨意的人才是永远长存。
But only the man who does the will of God will live forever.
那是的，我们的生命是短暂的。
Yes, our life is short.
我们也知道这个世界也是暂时的。
And we also know that this world is temporary.
那有一天将会过去。
And one day it will pass.
所以不要把我们的一生专注在这个短暂的世界。
So do not set our life in this temporary world.
我们应当将我们的眼目专注在那个永恒的家乡。
And we need to set our eyes on eternal world.
那个神为我们所预备的那个新天新地。
And the new heaven and new earth that God has prepared for us.
那基督徒不应当有这个属灵近视眼。
And Christians should not have spiritual myopia.
只是看到这个暂时的世界。
Only seeing the temporary world.
我们应当把我们的眼目专注在这个永恒的国度。
We need to set our eyes on the eternal kingdom.
因此身为一个基督徒，我们应当有一个永恒的展望。
Therefore, as a Christian, we ought to have an eternal perspective.
所以我们应当怎么活？
Then how should we live?
第二，我们应当期待那个永恒的盼望。
Second, we need to have an eternal hope.
希伯来书十一章谈到一系列的信心伟人。
Hebrews chapter 11 speak of a series of spiritual greats.
这些人比如说挪亚、还有摩西、亚伯拉罕等等的人，他们都期待这个永恒的家乡。
And these people such as Noah, Moses, Abraham, etc., they were awaiting for the eternal country.
这些人都有一个永恒的盼望。
All these people had eternal hope.
所以十一章第十六节说，他们羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不为此，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them.
这些信心伟人知道他们的家乡不是这个暂时的世界。
And the spiritual greats knew that their country was not this temporary world.
他们的家乡是神为他们所预备那个永恒的家乡。
Their country is the country that God has prepared for them for eternity.
而且他们正在等待着神给他们这个永恒的家乡。
And they're waiting for this country.
我们都知道这个永恒的家乡是圣经所说的新天新地。
And we know that this eternal country is what God refers to as a new heaven and new earth.
在希伯来书第十一章第十三节也说。
And in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13 it says.
那这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，且从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上客旅是寄居的。
All these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance, and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth.
确实的，我们在这个世界上是一个客旅。
Truly, we're merely travelers through this country.
是一个路过的人。
We are only passing through.
就好像一个旅客到一个地方旅游一样。
Just as a tourist goes to a place.
那旅游结束之后就回到原本的地方。
After the tour, they return home.
每一个人在这个世上都是寄居者。
And every person is merely a stranger here on earth.
离开这个世界之后要到另外一个地方去。
And after we leave here, we will go to another place.
那彼得后书第二章、第三章谈到主耶稣再来的事情。
And 2 Peter chapter 3 speaks of the second coming of Jesus.
这里说，但主的日子好像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有行者的都要被烈火消化，地而其上的物都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire. And the earth and everything in it will be laid bare.
然后彼得又在第十三节说，但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地。有预居在其中。
But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and new earth, the home of righteousness.
那这些经文告诉我们，既然这个世界，这个短暂的世界要被火烧尽。
And the Bible tells us that since this temporary world will be burned up,
我们不应当把我们的盼望建立在这个暂时的世界。
We should not establish our hope upon this temporary world.
我们应当把我们的盼望建立在这个新天新地上。
We should set our hope on the eternal new heaven and new earth.
你的盼望在哪里？
Where is your hope?
这个世界还是神为我们所预备那个永恒的家乡。
This world or the new country that God has prepared for us.
那很多人在这个世界上都在劳碌。
And many people are laboring through this world.
所以摩西在诗篇九十篇描述到人的一生。
So Moses described a man's life in Psalm 90.
他说我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮可到八十岁，但其中所经花的不过是劳苦愁烦。 转眼成功，我们便飞如去。
The length of our days is 70 years or 80. If we have the strength, yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
那世上有不少的人，就好像这节经文所描述的。
And many people in this world are like, what the Bible describes here.
没有一个永恒的展望。
There's no, assurance of eternity.
也没有期待神为那些得救的人所预备的新天新地。
There's no hope of the eternal, new heaven and new earth.
那为什么有一些基督徒不期待神为他们所预备的新天新地？
And why do some Christians not await for the new heaven and new earth?
原因就是因为他们对这个新天新地的认识很肤浅。
The reason is that they have such shallow understanding of new heaven and new earth.
那死亡对于他们来说是一个绝望的事情。
And death to them is a hopeless thing.
那为什么保罗期待那个新天新地或者那个永恒的家乡？
And why does Paul wait for hopes for the new heaven, new earth, or the eternal kingdom?
所以在腓立比书第一章第二十一节，保罗说：“因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。”
Because Paul says, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
然后他在二十三节说：“我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。”
And verse 23, he says, "I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far."
我们在想为什么保罗能够讲这样的话。
And let's think why Paul could say this.
原因是因为保罗对这个死亡、这个天堂的认识很有很深入的认识。
And it's because that Paul has a great understanding of death and of heaven.
那死亡对一个得救的基督徒不是一条绝路。
And death for a Christian is not a terminating point.
而是一个开始。
But it's a beginning.
是一个提升。
It's a, lifting up.
那提升到一个更美好的地方。
To a better place.
所以保罗知道他离开这个世界之后，他将会从死里复活过来。
Paul knew that after he leaves this world, he will be resurrected again.
那同时他也知道他将来所要去的地方是一个怎么样的地方。
And he also knows the place that he will be, what kind of place it is.
所以因此他说，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。
So he says that I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far.
那死亡对一个认识神、明白神所预备地方的人。
And so, death for a person who knows God and knows where he's going.
不是一件绝望的事情。
It's not a hopeless thing.
因为新天新地比这个暂时的世界好得无比。
Because the new heaven and new earth is far better than this world.
所以第二，我们应当有这个永恒的盼望。
So, the second point is we need to have eternal hope.
那我们应当怎么活呢？
Then, how should we live?
第一，就是有一个永恒的展望。
First, to have eternal perspective.
那第二，就是有一个永恒的盼望。
Second, have eternal hope.
那么第三，应当过一个圣洁的生活。
Thirdly, that we ought to live a holy life.
如果我们对这个新天新地有很深入的认识，
If we have a deep understanding of the new heaven and new earth,
存有这个永恒的盼望，
and have this eternal hope,
我们将会要过一个圣洁的生活，
then we will live a holy life.
所以在彼得后书第三章第十一节到十四节这么说。
So in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 11 and 12 it says,
他说：“这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人应当怎么圣洁，怎么敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火就消化了，有行者都要被烈火融化。”
Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming.That day will bring about the destruction of heaven by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat.
当我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有益居在此中。亲爱的弟兄们，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污， 无可指责安然见主。
But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him.
那彼得在这里问了一个问题。
And Peter here asked a question.
那他说，讲这个天地要被火烧尽。
He speaks of, the world being burned up.
那我们为人应当怎么圣洁，怎么敬虔？
Then how we should be holy and godly.
彼得说这个天地将要过去。
And Peter says that this world will pass away.
最重要的不是这个暂时的东西或者事情。
What's important is not the temporary things.
而是在今生里面过一个圣洁和敬虔的生活。
But to live a holy and godly life in this world.
如果一个人没有这个永恒的展望还有盼望，
If a person does not have eternal perspective or hope,
他所看到的只是眼前正在过去的东西。
What he sees is only the things in front of him.
他不会过一个圣洁和敬虔的生活。
He will not live a holy and godly life.
那么存有一个永恒的展望还有盼望将会影响到我们今天的生命。
Having an eternal perspective and eternal hope will impact our life today.
也会影响到我们与神之间的关系。
And it will impact our relationship with God.
影响到我们与人的之间的关系。
It will impact our relationship with others.
影响到我们对死亡的看法。
And impact our view of death.
影响到我们对这个钱财的看法。
And impact our view of wealth.
影响到我们对传福音的负担
，and impact our burden for the gospel，
和我们怎样去每一天利用我们的时间
，and how we use our time every day。
那存有一个永恒的展望，也会使到我们看到这个世界的短暂
，and having an eternal perspective will also help us to see the temporariness of this world.
那知道这个生命的短暂，我们会珍惜我们的光阴。
And knowing the shortness of life, we will value our time.
那刚才我们看到诗篇九十篇谈到我们的一生只不过是七十岁。
And in Psalm 90, it says that the length of our days is 70 years.
那如果强壮的话，可以到八十岁。
Or 80 if we have the strength.
但是其中所精华的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便飞如去。
Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
所以摩西说，这个是他的祷告。他说，既然生命这么短暂
，So Moses says this is his prayer since life is so short.
所以他向神祷告说
，So he prays to God.
他说，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子。好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
所以这节经文提醒我们在世要有智慧。
So this verse reminds us that we must have wisdom here on earth.
那晓得怎么样去数算我们的日子。
And know how to count our days.
能够明白这个生命的短暂。
And that we can understand the shortness of life.
那什么是神在每个基督徒的身上的旨意呢
？And what is the will of God in each Christian？
如果我们要知道的话，我们看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章第三节。
And we want to know, we need to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3。
神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，掩蔽言行。
It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality.
这节经文说明得非常的清楚。
And this verse is very clear.
神的旨意就是要我们过一个圣洁的生活。
He wants us to be sanctified.
那在我们生活里面面对不少的挑战还有困难。
And our lives are many challenges and difficulties.
这些挑战或者这些试探。
And these challenges or temptations.
那可能是家庭的问题。
Perhaps it's family problems.
那可能是工作的问题。
Perhaps problems at work.
金钱的引诱。
The temptation of money.
肉体的情欲，还有眼目的情欲。
The desires of the flesh or the desires of the eyes.
还有这个今生的骄傲。
Or the boastful pride of life.
只要我们活着，我们必须要面对这些事情。
As long as we are alive, we will face these things.
但是神的旨意是要我们过一个圣洁而敬虔的生活。
But God's will is so that we can live a godly and holy life.
那既然我们说自己是基督徒
，And since we call ourselves Christian,
我们应当在这个世上怎么活
？How should we live here on this world?
我们应当怎么度过这一生？
How should we go through our life?
得救的基督徒跟不得救的人不一样。
Saved Christian is different from non-believers.
那因此一个得救的基督徒第一应当有这个永恒的展望。
So a saved Christian ought to first have an eternal perspective.
那第二应当有这个永恒的盼望。
Second, an eternal hope.
那第三应当在这个世上过一个圣洁还有敬虔的生活。
And thirdly, live a holy and godly life.
让我们用点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's spend some time to reflect on today's message.
我们让我们在神的面前审查自己的生命。
Let's examine our life before God.
我们到底是为了今生而活，还是为了来生而活
？Do we live for this life, or do we live for the next life?
我们是否为了这个暂时的世界而活
？Do we live for the temporary world?
还是为了那个永恒的国度而活
？Or the eternal kingdom?
我们在神的面前求神帮助我们。
We come before God and ask Him to help.
让我们有这个属灵的眼睛。
To have spiritual eyes.
能够看到这个暂时的世界。
To see this temporary world.
那同时能够看到这个永恒的国度。
And also to see the eternal kingdom.
也能够求主帮助我们能够分辨这两个不同的地方。
And ask God to help us to distinguish between the two places.
以致我们将我们的生命投资在这个永恒的国度上。
So that we will invest our life into the eternal kingdom.
那天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
那求你赐给我们智慧。
Give us wisdom.
让我们能够真正的明白圣经所说的。
So that we could truly understand what the Bible says.
以致我们 不会活在这个愚昧的当中。
So that we would not live in foolishness.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.